listening to the voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Laura Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, the Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Good evening. Here we are at this beautiful campus of George Rogers Clark High School, this baseball complex and diamond, just really sparkling. I'm Joel Bennett, Lynn Medden here with me. We're going to bring you this baseball game as the Cardinals of GRC take on, they host Frankfort High School. Frankfort, the Panthers roll in here with a record of 3-4 overall. The Cardinals at 4-2 on this season. GRC coming off of a win over a Lexington Catholic school on the road over in Lexington. That win, the score there, 7-2. Frankfort looks to try to bounce back after a two-game skid. They lost 12-16 in the All-A 11th Region Classic, then took a shutout in six innings, hosting Scott High School, the Eagles. So Frankfort looking to bounce back, and GRC, again, with that 4-2 record. We're going to have a senior pitcher for GRC today. Going is Lachlan Hansel, a guy that Lynn and I both have covered and seen pitch over the last 3 years that I've covered baseball. Lynn's been watching it a little bit longer, and he's a senior. He's an experienced guy. He was a guy they gave the ball to in the district. He and Jordan Solis, they anchor the Cardinal pitching staff. And I think, Hansel, Lynn, he's looking to kind of bounce back and get things going. Now, we know what he can do. I think he's lights out when he's on, but he struggled a little bit here lately, and it's control more than anything, it seemed. And when we called the games, it was more getting ahead of the hitter so he can pitch his game.
A little disappointing for Lachlan at the start of the year. He came in their ace, but his ERA is elevated a little bit. Had trouble with, as you mentioned, throwing strikes, and we'll see if he can get the ship righted here this afternoon.
He's a real solid performer. Again, a senior, a guy, an upperclassman that can give you innings. And what I like about him too, Lynn, he's I won't say stoic, but he's very even keel. He's not emotional out there. You're not going to see him blow up or show any kind of emotion. I like that in a pitcher, somebody that can focus, because it is a lot concentration.
His stats coming in, six innings pitched. He's giving up six hits, 10 runs, 8 earned runs, 10 bases on balls, and 10 strikeouts. He's 0-2 with a 9.33 ERA, so not Hansel-like numbers. We'll see, as I mentioned, if he can get the ship right here this afternoon.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Those aren't numbers that are very indicative of the type of game. So he's got a lot of upside. He can just go up.
He has. He had a great year last year, as you mentioned, and came in as ace of the staff, but that happens sometimes. You have one too bad innings. He's only got 10 innings in, so we'll see if we can get going here this afternoon.
Exactly right. And again, Lachlan Hansel, he's a volume type pitcher. He's a guy that can give you some innings out there, as most of these guys are. And of course, new coach for GRC coming in here. He's not new to baseball. Eddie Brooks is a coach, but he's the first year head coach for GRC. Lynn, this is the third head coach in the past four seasons. And the Cardinals, it's a good job. It's a good, you got excellent facilities, but they're searching, and they're giving Eddie Brooks this shot.
I talked to Coach Brooks. We interviewed him earlier in the year on the morning show, Tim, and he said he was called and asked about the job, and he said, you know, with the facilities and everything going over here, it was a no-brainer to take it, and he's here, and he's glad to be here.
Yeah, I watched his teams. He comes over from Frederick Douglass High School. You know, it's right there in my backyard, and I go over there and watch baseball, and Eddie Brooks, he began a Frederick Douglass baseball program. He started it back in 2018 at Frederick Douglass. He has one district runner-up for one season. His team had a winning record every season he's coached except his first year that he was there in 2018, and then nobody played baseball in the COVID year. But when you look at this Cardinal school, and you may correct me on this, 2017, the most recent 10th region championship. Since that time, that season, two district runner-up titles, one regional runner-up. Last year, Len, this team was a high average team, a 294 average, scored a lot of runs. It was a small ball type thing, 122 out of 137 stolen bases. They only hit five home runs all last year. So it was a kind of a squad built for this kind of ballpark. You know, you need to be fast to play on turf, and they were.
And they have this year stolen bases 22 out of 17 attempts. They come in with a team average of 273 overall and a 3.17 ER pitching staff. So, and no home runs, as you mentioned, a big ballpark, and the user speed and taking the extra base to their advantage.
So, again, George Rogers Clark, the Cardinals coming in here with a 4-2 record as they host Frankfort. The Panthers, again, a small school in a Class A. They have 314 pupils in their student body, and they are here to play GRC. Right now, Frankfort on the field, taking infield. Len and I will step aside. We'll take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about Frankfort. Get ready for first pitch action. All that coming up right here on your home for sports, WWKY.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
High school baseball is the gateway sports network rolls on. We had a wonderful state tournament, high school boys Sweet 16. It was just magical and well attended. And we shift gears and go to baseball. And Joel Bennett here, Lynn Midden with me. It's GRC hosting Frankfort. Frankfort, the Panthers roll in here. They are under the direction of head coach Travis McConathy. McConathy, he enters his sixth season as the head coach. Last season was the first winning season that he's had as the head coach at Frankfort. Frankfort, it's been pretty tough on the Florida baseball team. Last season, they were 15-13. You have to go all the way back to 2003, the last district championship that the Frankfort Panthers had. In that year, though, they beat Franklin County to win the championship and also went through Woodford County. They won one game in the 11th region tourney that year. So it's been more than two decades, Len, since they've had a team making the tournament.
Well, it's a small school playing in that deadly 11th region with a lot of quality teams. And this year's team is a good team. They're a veteran team. They have five seniors and five juniors. So Coach McConaughey is looking forward to having a good year here starting this ball year.
Well, I tell you, his team looked organized. It looked like they've been coached during the infield. There wasn't a lot of confusion and balls thrown around here and there and backup guys having to retrieve them. So they look like they're a baseball team as they come out here, and the head coach is now getting ready to exchange lineup cards as we prepare for this baseball action and first pitch.
Very similar to Clark. The Panthers come in batting .278 as a team average, but their ERA is a bit elevated. They have a team ERA 5.50. Their starter tonight is Jonathan Smith. He comes in with a 4.67 ERA.
Yeah, and Smith, one of those upperclassmen that you mentioned, so... we'll look to see a good baseball game. It's a beautiful day. Game time temperature at 70 degrees. We got 15 mile per hour wind that is steady. And by the conclusion of this game, it still should be a rather seasonable 62 degrees. Home plate umpire's there. The coach is getting ready to exchange the lineup cards. We'll step aside for a 1 minute break. When we return, we're going to have starting lineups, first pitch, game action, all that coming up right here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Beautiful day for baseball as the home plate umpire and the field umpire meeting with the head coaches. We're going to get ready for baseball action. And again, it's WWKY and Gateway Sports Radio and the Gateway Radio Works commitment to these communities, these schools, these high schools, and the people that support it through their advertisement allows us to bring you these games. Len Midden here with me. I'm Joel Bennett. We got a schedule. Our menu includes 10 games. We're going to cover 5 baseball, 5 softball, and last year we had a good time in the district and region tournaments. Hopefully that will continue this year.
GRC comes in at 4-2, as you mentioned, Joel. They led off the year with beating Bryan Station, the 11th region team, 10-3. They took a loss at a good Corbin team. I saw that game. They lost that game 6-2, and Corbin's the real deal. Franklin County was a win, 5-2. Oldham County, the GRC prevailed at 6-2. They lost to Collins, 9-3, and defeated a very good and high-priced Lexington Catholic team, or high-ranked Lexington Catholic team, 7-2.
Well, we get ready as Lachlan Hansel is taking his warm-up tosses. Len, you can set the field for GRC, who we've got out there playing the positions.
Defensively, Hansel was on the mound. Mason McLemore is his battery mate at catching. Caden Spicer is at first base. Chase Wheeler is the second baseman. Tyler Howie plays short, and Abe Howard is the third baseman. Carter Maynard is in left field, Cam McAlpin center field, and Ben Fulks in the right field. That's McClure, McLemore, and Hansel are the batter here this afternoon. Zach Brookshire is the DH. For Frankfort, setting their defense, They go with J.D. Smith on the hill with Aiden Mundy as the catcher. Harris Hurisk plays first. Ben Peach is the second baseman. James Seabury is the shortstop. And Drew Ludwig plays third base for the Panthers. Noah Fox is in left field. Parker Hammonds in center. And Carter Roth is in right field. D.H. is Tiger Crotus.
Well, Hansel taking his warm-up tosses as the Cardinals looking sharp in their pinstripe uniforms. Red numbers, black pinstripe as Hansel finishes the warm-up tosses. Again, a lanky, tall guy. Looks to be a little taller. They list him at 6'1", but he's got experience at the varsity level, and he's been the guy that they go to in the big game. So he's going to get things going for GRC, and we're glad to open this broadcasting schedule for you. Again, the Cardinals coming in here with a 4-2 record. They're going against these 3-4 Panthers, settling at the batter's box. Parker Hammonds for Frankfurt, and he takes a fastball that runs in on him. 4-1. That infield playing even at the bag, straight away in the outfield. Pitch catches the inside corner as it looked like Hammonds was taken all the way. He looks down to the third base coach's box, and from all I could tell, no indication given there other than grind it out, guy. Works him low. Not a bad pitch there, Lynn. Pretty much all of them keeping the same speed.
Nibbling around a little bit. Hammonds comes in batting .294 in the leadoff for the Panthers.
Well, he's ahead in the count here at 3-1, and this was something that we saw last season, and evidently it's bothering Hansel a little bit in the early part of this year. But he's a volume pitcher. He'll give you a lot of innings. Needing a strike, and he kept it inside. So he stayed primarily with hard stuff, and he walks the leadoff batter. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Aiden Mundy, hitting second.
Batting .318. Steps in, hitting in the two hole, as you mentioned.
Hansel working from the stretch. Spicer holding the base runner, and this one runs in. It caught him. It caught Mundy on the elbow, so he's hit by a pitch. And the first two batters in this ball game have reached base. So if you're Frankfurt, I don't know about Coach McConathy. If you want to try to get on the board early, does he try to bunt this guy? It's his third hitter, James Seabury. If you're late in the inning, sure, you play for a run. I don't know if he'll let Seabury, the left-handed batter, settling in. He's the shortstop.
I'd say he hits away here third in the 3-0.
There's a big hole between first and second, and their first breaking pitch we've seen that you could distinguish, and it comes in for a strike at the knees.
Caught that outside corner, too.
So Hansel up in the count with two on, nobody out, pitching, swing and a miss. A little bit tardy, went upstairs. Count evens at 1-1. Third baseman Abram Howard guarding the line a little bit, despite this being a left-handed batter. The hole is between first and second baseman. Choking up on that bat is Seabury as he swings and way out ahead of an off-speed pitch. And that changeup by Lachlan Hansel, pretty good pitch call there.
Defensive swing there. Got a piece of it.
So he'll toe the rubber again, and with one ball and two strikes and two on.
Middle infield, double play depth.
Here's the pitch. And they're going to punch him out. Got him looking for a called strike three. He'll take that.
Got a good high strike that on that one. With called Seabury looking.
So J.D. Smith, the pitcher, with an opportunity to help himself as Hansel put the first two runners on. And checking in, a right-handed batting Smith settles into the box with two on and one out.
Outside corner.
Boy, he liked that one. And right now the umpire being a little bit in favor of the pitcher, our vantage point, and those pitches nibbling, as Lynn said, Hansel able to try to pick his spots. And what you do is you establish that strike zone, and if your control's good enough, you just see how far you can go out there.
Keep working out there.
Yeah, keep it away. Runners hold. The pitch is down below the knees, and that evens at 1-1.
Smith comes in batting .095 for the year.
Here early in the ballgame, Coach McConathy doesn't want to run himself out of an inning, but you let this count get ahead in favor of the hitter, and we might see some action. And this one bounces up there, a breaking pitch that Hansel trying to go through the motion. He wants that elbow out in front of the wrist and just pull down on it.
Macklemore with a nice stop there, and ball skidding in that turf.
Yeah, that's a good point. That does hold the runners at first and second. 2-1 hitters count, and a fastball fed up there to Smith, and he chops it foul at the plate. So the count evens at 2-2. As we're just underway in this beautiful day. Game time temperature at 70 and the sun shining.
Come out and see these Cardinals.
Oh, yeah. It's a great, great place to watch ball game here at this ballpark. 2-2 count with two on and time called as there will be no pitch. Abram Howard at third again. He is playing behind the bag now. He was even with the bag with no outs. Now with one out. Creeping in, still behind the bag. Runners hold, and the pitch is down and away. And now you got a 3-2 count. I don't know, Lynn. It's early in the game. Does he start the runners? I don't know what kind of hitter Smith is.
Oh, 95, I don't think so.
So maybe he's not a contact type guy.
Not a real big kid.
No. Hansel coming at him, and it's inside. So now the bases are loaded. So between a walk, a hit batter, a strikeout. Now we've got another walk. The bases are loaded, and they're going to let Hansel work out of this. It's early in the ball game. Coming to the plate now, Drew Ludwig, third baseman, and the umpire doing a little housekeeping here as he will settle in behind the plate. Bases loaded. Playing even with the bag at the corners, double play depth up the middle, outfield straight away. And there's a check swing foul, and Hansel able to run that fastball high and tight.
Hansel with 10 bases on balls and 6 innings pitched, so he said he's struggling with the strike zone all year and continues today.
Frankfurt can afford to be a little more selective with the struggles there on the hill. Oh, and non-committed and a good pitch. He threw a slider in there, started middle in, and caught right in the plate.
Check swing and caught him on the outside corner.
Yeah, it was non-committed, and right now Hansel in the driver's seat. If he needs a punch out, he needs it now. Bases loaded with one out. Pitching. Fouled straight back. First contact of any type we've seen in these first five batters, but the bases loaded. Hansel trying to get himself out of a jam.
Ludwig, the number 5 hitter, comes in batting .238 for the Panthers.
Settling in at the box, Hansel pitching from the stretch. Changeup stays high. It's a good thing it was high. That pitch came tumbling in up there, and just not the velocity. Of course, it was a changeup. Like I said, he wanted to take something off of it. It stayed high. 1-2 pitch. Fastball popped up on the infield, but it's not infield fly rule. It's in foul ground, and we'll do it again. Spicer giving chase as the catcher, Macklemore as well.
And the pitcher. All three trying to chase that down, but it hits the screen and out of play.
Couple of seniors, Lynn. They just getting the day off. J.P. Gaines, Brady Davis. I see they're not in the defensive lineup.
Yeah, J.P. of course played basketball, so he's just freshly out. So.
Trying to catch up a little bit, and Brady's been very solid. Pitch by Hansel, got him, called strike 3.
That's not 3 out, so
Hansel
was walking off.
It was wishful thinking for the senior right-hander. He was thinking that that punch-out got him out of the jam. It did not, but it makes things a little easier.
Heck of a breaking ball, froze him.
Sure was, and he had confidence to throw that pitch. He was not ahead in the count, and he was able to get that secondary pitch in for a strike.
We had a courtesy runner.
So Coach McConathy going to his bench, trying to get a little more speed out there. And if the Panthers are going to score, it's going to be up to Drew Lugwood, their third baseman.
Mundy is substituted to run as a runner. He's a catcher. So he goes out, and I don't get I can get the number comes in. We'll see.
Ludwig, a right-hand batter, bats with the bases loaded and two outs, and he hits a one-hopper back to the pitcher. Hansel underhands to first, and he's out of the jam.
Good work out there. Good work out of the jam.
Sure was. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. They left the bases loaded. We're playing the bottom of the first coming up. Clark with their first at-bat. More to come in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Frankfurt with no score in their first at bat. They did leave them loaded as we move to the bottom of the first. You've got the George Rogers Clark Cardinal lineup coming in here. And here to tell you first the lineup, Lynn Midden.
Cam McAlpin leads off for the Cardinals. Abe Howard bats second. Zach Brookshire is the three-hole hitter. Kay Spicer is cleanup. Ben Fulks bats fifth. Tyler Howey, the shortstop, at 12. Number 12, Chase Wheeler is the seventh batter. Mason McClure is the McLemore is the eighth batter. Carter Maynard is the ninth batter. And the DH is Zach Brookshire.
So you got Cam McAlpin coming up to lead things off. He was one of the table setters last year on a team that was a very successful team, the Cardinals last year. A very successful team, but the bats went cold, Lynn, in the district tournament. Had good speed, had a good average, had good pitching, but you got to have a run.
As my dad said, you can't steal first.
Can't steal first. No, sir, you got to have some.
Cam off to a slow start. He's committed to Eastern Kentucky University and is a good hitter, but comes in only at 176, so Cam needs to get it going.
The thing that looks here, he's got six walks versus five Ks, so he can get on base. And his first pitch swinging off the J.D. Smith offering is fouled out of play.
He's got an excellent eye at the plate.
We saw him a little too selective and deliberate last year, and, you know, things just really didn't go the Cardinals' way. But this is a new season. Time to put that one away and get going. And here's a line drive, hit to straightaway center, going back and making a nice play. Looked like he had Parker Hammond's bird, but Hammond's made a good play on it. He tracked it well, Lynn. You notice he broke back over his left side. He didn't have to spin around.
Ball was hit well right at him, and he backsettled and got it, as you called it.
Hit on the button, but straight away to center field.
Kind of what Cam's been known to. He hit that ball hard, but nothing to show for it.
Abram Howard in, the right-handed batting Howard, one of the team leaders last year in average. He just had a phenomenal year as an underclassman.
He's only had four at-bats, and he's 0-for-4.
He's one of those basketball player call-ups as well. He's in the box, not all the way in the back. He's at least staying midway, and he takes a pitch in for a strike that's going to even the count at 1-1. Howard, a guy that started most of last year, hit for a good average. He's in there batting in the number two hole. Here's a J.D. Smith pitch. Nice curveball. Yeah, it had that front knee of Abe Howard kind of buckling a little bit. J.D. Smith, 5'10", is his stature, but he throws three-quarter sidearm. He's not directly over the top, and he had a good breaking pitch. That one is drop-down sidearm, and Howard cuts at it and fouls it straight back. Arm angles can be difficult. If you're not overpowering, you got to use what you got.
As you mentioned, not a big fellow, but he's got a little velocity on it and a good breaking ball, it looks like.
He's changing that arm angle, too, here with a 1-2 offering. Fouled straight back. He got one up around the letters. Howard did, and couldn't lay off of it. That thing comes in screaming, hit me, and you better have a quick bat.
And Howard does. He's got a quick bat. One of the better hitters on this Cardinal team.
He's up on the knob, choking up maybe an inch, and he takes a breaking pitch. He didn't fish, and I kind of like that pitch sequence there for J.D. Smith. You know, you've brought him three things that are hard stuff, and then he brings in that slider.
And a good eye to take that pitch.
It was. It was, because he fed it right off the plate. 2-2, here's a break-even pitch where the base is empty. Chopper to third, fielded. Long throw over in the dirt. Couldn't be dug out and safe. There'll be error on the throw. Drew Ludwig made a nice play. He took the high chopper, just threw it in the dirt. So Abram Howard on with the throwing error.
First baseman got his glove on it but couldn't hold it. It kept rolled out of his glove, therefore an error.
You know, when you got carpet like this over the entire baseball field and diamond, you just don't see. If it's going to be an error, it's usually a bad throw, is I guess what I'm saying.
And a good point, too, that this kid's probably not used to playing on a lot of turf, and that ball could have been scooped out in the dirt, but
right,
it skidded a little bit and dropped it.
Or either Ludwig throw him a one-hopper,
mm-hmm.
But they're not used to this type of turf. It's a good point, too. Fouled back as the pitch comes in there to the DH Brookshire. Brookshire batting with one out and one on, and this guy hitting at 316, and he leads the club. He's had more plate appearances than any Cardinal batter.
Howard's got good speed and a good lead over there.
Being held on, this fastball stays high, and that evens the count at 1-1. On deck, Caden Spicer for the Cardinals. No score here in this first inning.
Brookshire steps in, right-hand hitter hitting 316 as the DH for the Cardinals here this afternoon.
And I think Coach McCarthy, he's got something to work with here, his pitcher J.D. Smith. He's got a good move to first. We've seen one from the set motion. We've seen one. There goes the runner. Ground ball to third. He looks at the runner. Nobody covering third. They get the out at first. And a nice heady play by Frankfurt shortstop, James Seabury, to go over there and cover third because Howard could have just kept running.
Right. Howard got a good break on that. There was no play, no chance for the double play, so he held him at second, and threw the runner out at first. So Brookshire grounds out 5-3.
So looked to be a straight or a hit and run, not a straight steal, and it does get the runner over to second. Here's an off-speed breaking pitch. Took a little something off of it. It's very wide of the zone for ball one to Caden Spicer. Spicer, the first baseman, batting here with two outs and a runner at second. Abram Howard. J.D. Smith, check of the runner. Look in, now pitching. Three-quarter angle fastball in there at the knees for a called strike. Deceptively fast, especially we've seen him throw sidearm and three-quarter. And when he went sidearm, it was a fastball. Take note of that. If you're on the bench, you're expected to keep up with things like that. Pass that information along. There he dropped down, and he did throw a curveball off of it. Fly ball to right field, having some problems, but making the catch. Lost his cap and made the catch running toward the right field foul line. Carter Roth makes a catch for the third out, and that ends the Cardinal inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits. They left a runner on. We played one. No score. Second inning coming your way. Back in 1 minute.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
We move into the second inning for the Cardinals as they're taking on Frankfort High School. Frankfort Panthers coming in here with a 3-4 record. They loaded the bases in the first, couldn't get anything across as Lachlan Hansel struggled, but he was able to work himself out of that jam. But I'm just seeing in the first inning, Lynn, if this team hasn't had a winning season in 6 years, until last year, they look like a baseball team. They got nice uniforms on, the blue and orange. They took infield well. They run the bases. Looks like they're coached pretty well.
And they have some quality wins. They beat Butler 9-4, lost to East Jessamine, lost to Collins, beat Berea 15-0, beat a good Lexington Christian team 6-3, and lost to Sayre 16-12.
Well, there's the first hit of the game, a clean single between the hole of second and third. A short stop couldn't get to it, and it was a clear, clean single. No problem on that one.
Harrison Risk up, right-hand hitter at 227, steps in, hitting in the seven hole.
That's what I thought, but evidently we've got the lineup written down wrong, or they're batting out of order. The umpire's not doesn't have a problem with it, so.
Oh, we get the wrong. Noah Fox, number 8.
Fox is in there. So on at first is Harrison Risk with the leadoff single. Hansel working from the stretch, steps back off the rubber. He'll roll through the signs again. Noah Fox, the number 8 batter, hitting here, choking up on that bat. Abram Howard playing just in on the grass, and here's a hard slider again that's in the dirt, dug out there by McLemore on a good stop, holding the base runner Risk back at first. Noah Fox, right-hand batter, again, settling in, and Hansel again with a bluff move to first. Got to step off. You don't need the balk and give him the base. Risk going on the pitch. Swing and a miss, and he's in there safely as the ball gets away from the catcher, McLemore, and Frankfort with a runner in scoring position here.
Fox comes in 4-for-4, batting 1,000 for this Frankfort team. Runners in scoring position. No score here.
Well, he crowds the plate, and he chokes up on the bat. Hansel delivers. He lays off of the breaking pitch that was down and away, and that evens the count at 2-2.
Hansel just not in rhythm, is he?
No, I mean, like I said, I've seen him have wonderful games. Mm-hmm. I mean, where he was just a lockdown ace, and then I've seen him struggle with some control. This time, he is working both sides of the plate. This time, he bores that fastball in there off the fist, but it's inside for a ball, and the count runs full.
A little moving on that two-seamer, ran inside just a bit too far.
So he's working up and down, in and out, but you got to hit the strike zone. Here he comes with a payoff. Chopper to third. Abram Howard fields it cleanly, throw over to first. Retires a hustling Noah Fox. Moving over to third on the throw is Harrison Risk. And with one out and a runner at third, Frankfort again finds himself in prime scoring position. Right fielder Carter Roth that made the inning-ending catch in the Cardinals' first. Bats here with one out and a runner at third. Creeping down the line is Risk. First pitch swinging. Pitch fouled back and out of play. A little late on that swing. Didn't look like he had a whole lot of commitment to it, but he was hacking away.
Ninth hitter, Carter Roth, right fielder, batting 071. So he struggled here early in the year.
So he's looking to try to put it in play. Anything on the right side or a fly ball can get the run home. You just don't want to strike out or hit a grounder to the pitcher. And right now, that was he was fooled on a changeup.
Cardinals in on the corners, first and third. Might have a play to play. Middle infielder back.
So Hansel got him with that swinging with that breaking pitch. I'm coming right back with that pitch if I'm him. We'll see what they throw here. He goes back down, a little harder slider. He got him with the curveball, swinging, this time the harder slider. Roth able to lay off of it with a discerning eye, and now it's 1-2.
It's not like he's really wild. He's just missing up and down, in and out.
Yeah, McLemore, the catcher, it's not like he's being worked out, you know, with pitches in the dirt or chasing him to the backstop. Like Lynn said, it's just he's just nibbling and not getting it. Fouled out of play, and Carter Roth, the 071 batter, showing that he can make some contact. He's had a feeble swing. He's been fooled, and that time had a pretty good cut. 1-2 with a runner at third. Harrison Risk walking down the line. Oh, and he got him. Yeah, locked him up with a breaking pitch. Lachlan Hansel throws him a slider, and that front leg kind of buckled a little. Three punch outs for Hansel. All of them been called strike looking. That's one thing, Coach McConathy, you got to tell you guy, hey, swing the bat. But, you know, he's got to pound the strike zone. These guys are still guessing. But you'd like to see, if you're Frankfurt, them swing the bat. We go to the top of the order. Parker Hammonds, who took a 3-1 walk his first time up, takes a fastball at the knees on the outside corner for a called strike. Two down now with that runner at third. He'll be moving on contact. It's imperative the Cardinals field it cleanly if it's a grounded in the infield. But right now, Hansel thinking about taking care of business himself. He pounds that fastball inside corner for a called strike.
Well, in on the fist. He's crowded the plate a little bit, put that one right on the fist.
Right-handed batting Hammonds. Takes a breaking pitch, called strike three, and Hansel's showing a little bit of motion.
There you go.
Got a little fist pump action as he walks off the mound and gets congratulations from his battery mate, McLemore. In the inning, no runs. There was one hit, no errors. They left a runner on. We go to the bottom of the second. Scoreless game. Frankfurt and GRC in baseball. Back in 1 minute.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
No score on this beautiful day, as we've got baseball coming your way, got softball tomorrow, weather pending. Cardinals bat here in the bottom of the second, scoreless game against Frankfurt High School. Cardinals GRC with a 4-2 mark, Frankfurt 3-4. GRC won their last game out, impressive win over Lexington Catholic on the road. Frankfurt trying to snap a two-game skid. One of those, a game they would have liked to have won. It was the 11th region All-A.
Jonathan Smith comes in, six innings pitched. He's given up three hits, five runs, four earned runs, 10 bases on balls, seven strikeouts. He's 0-1 and a 4.67, the leading, second-leading ERA on the team.
Well, he looked good in the first inning, albeit it was a very small sample size. He only faced four batters, and he didn't yield up any hits or any runs, and showed that he's got three pitches he can throw for a strike. He's got a couple of different arm angles he likes. And settling in, Ben Fulks, the left-handed batter, will face this right-hander Smith, who throws him a fastball right down Broadway, and Fulks, with a good hack, he fouls it off.
Fulks coming in with a hefty 385 at batting average, hitting from that left side.
Taylor Howie on deck. Cards batting here in a scoreless game, bottom of the second, and making a stab and an attempt at a drag bunt is Fulks, and he missed the bunt attempt. He's in the hole 0-2. Settles back in the box. He's way up in front of the box. Oftentimes you see that against a breaking ball pitcher, and he lifts one into shallow left, shortstop out, just on the cut of the grass, and makes a catch for the first out. So after the pop-up to Seabury, the shortstop coming up, it'll be Taylor Howey, the shortstop for GRC. He bats with the bases empty and one gone. Chase Wheeler, the second baseman, on deck.
Fulks tried to go the other way with two strikes, but just got under it a bit, popped it up to short.
Had some healthy cuts, and credit Smith, although he was throwing him hard stuff. We'll see what he's got here, and throws a little bit of a tumbler up there. The first pitch, it's fly ball to right, and making the catch over there is Carter Roth. A little more confident on that one as he tracked it well off the bat.
Howie was batting 222 coming in, flies out to the right fielder.
So an efficient inning so far for J.D. Smith as he's going to try to retire the Cardinals in order, but Chase Wheeler with other thoughts as he steps in for GRC with two down and the bases empty. Smith pitching. Well, that time well out of the strike zone. He had been able to get ahead of the Cardinal pitchers, one of his strengths in his 1 2/3 of innings of work. Wheeler settling in. If he can continue the inning, Mason McLemore on deck, the catcher. Smith pitching.
Another pop-up.
Yeah, he lifts it up just down the right field line. Just a nice catch over his shoulder in fair territory. That catch is made by Harrison Risk, and the Cardinals go in order. 1-2-3. Not a lot of pitches thrown that time, only six pitches in that second inning of work. We go to the top of the third, scoreless game. George Rogers Clark playing Frankfurt. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Lachlan Hansel on the mound for GRC for his third inning of work, and he'll face the 2, 3, and 4 batters for Frankfurt High School. No score in this ball game. There's been one hit. Frankfurt has hit. The Panthers, in the two innings, full innings of play, they've left four runners on. Mundy settles into the box. He was left stranded at second, as the bases got full. He was hit by a pitch his first time up. He takes a strike here at the knees. Hansel kicks and deals. Pitch lifted into left field, and it's got some charge into it. It's going to hit and bounce over the field. Offensive play, and pulling in with a stand-up double, Aiden Mundy. That ball hit hard, Lenny. It was a gap shot, even if it doesn't bounce out.
And probably a good thing, and it did bounce out, because that's looking at a triple probably.
Yeah, Mundy turned on that one pretty good, so Hansel has not had, they call these high leverage, high stress innings in the majors and minors when they look at the pitcher's situation, and And Hansel's had to pitch with runners on every inning. The leadoff runner's been on every inning. Here's a pitch up high as James Seabury, the shortstop, squared to bunt.
Struck out looking the first time up. Runners in scoring position this time for the three-hole batter, Seabury, batting 381 coming in.
Howard playing just even with the bag at third. Creeping in, Spicer at first. Squaring to make a bunt, and boy, I don't know where you're going to find one any better. It was a fastball on the outside if you wanted to bunt it to third to make the third baseman make the play. He passed an opportunity there. Count even at 1-1. Seabury settles in. Hansel the check of the runner and pitching. Good bunt down third baseline. Howard's got to hurry. Fields, and he's not going to get anyone. He was playing behind the bag. And a beautiful bunt. That's going to be a bunt single. And nobody picking up second. And he ends up at second. So a heady play by James Seabury with a bunt single and taking second base. J.D. Smith will come up with an opportunity to help himself. The Panther pitcher. He walked to load the bases the last time up, his only time up, and he takes a pitch, pretty good location there, must have been high, it looked to be at the letters, but it's called a ball.
A little bit of velo on that one, velocity was up.
Runners at second and third, here's the pitch, popped up on a bunt attempt, it hits the back screen. The Cardinals playing in at the corners in the infield again. They're back up the middle.
Hansel needs to go to work and get out of this jam again as he did in the first inning.
Yeah, he has in this ballgame four punch-outs, all strikeouts, called strike looking. Cardinals, they don't bring the infield in. So they're looking to concede, and here's a pitch that got by the catcher, McLemore, and Frankfurt takes the early 1-0 lead. A wild pitch, and taking third, moving over to third, is Seabury coming across the plate to score is Monday.
Seabury made a big turn and wanted to go.
Well, he's aggressive. You saw him take second on that bunt single. He caught the second baseman covering first and the shortstop at third.
Nobody home.
Vacated, wasn't it?
Yep.
So now with a runner at third and nobody out, a 1-1 count, here's the pitch to Smith up high, and Hansel needs to come with a strike. Hitters count here at 2-1. Smith not packing much of an average so far on the season. And he swings a little late there, a little inside-out swing. Hansel ran it in off the handle and is fouled off. Even the count at 2-2. Frankfurt's had the base runners. Umpire's saying. A pitch behind the head of Smith. So Smith gets a walk. That was a payoff on a full count. And now runners on the corner.
And so again, struggling to throw strikes to find the plate as Smith walks.
There's only been one hit in the game. That one came with Harrison Risk leading off the second. But after he stole a base, Hansel was able to work out of it. This time, Hansel succumbs to the pressure and gave up a run so far. He takes an off-speed pitch and pulling in at second with a stolen base.
First and third, it was no attempt to even throw it out. He faked to go to the third. But so runners in scoring position.
Sure is, with nobody out. Check swing up around the chin, and the official said, you went. That evens the count at 1-1. Good fastball there. So the Cardinals, they got first baseman Spicer playing in on the grass. Howard just off the grass. Infield up the middle, pulled in slightly. And taking a curveball for a strike, he... Ludwig's just really perplexed up there. Hansel's thrown him breaking pitches and the one fastball that ran up and under his chin. So now he's ahead 1-2. Hansel pitching and just staying alive. None of these swings look like they have a lot of conviction, do they?
No, that was a defensive swing for sure.
But
found it off and staying alive.
He is. I mean, and Smith's in there. He's batting in the RBI spot in the fifth in the order, and he's got two men in scoring position with nobody out. Hansel trying to work out of this jam. Breaking pitch, grounded to short. The run will score. Throw over to first in time. But coming across to score is Seabury for the game's second run for Frankfort, and they take a 2-1, 2-0 lead.
6-3 Howie to Spicer. Had no chance for the run home. He's playing deep and gets the put out. 6-3.
One out and still a good situation for Frankfort, a runner at third. And again, another ground ball can score a run. The Cardinals, they move the infield in just a little bit more. And here's a grounder in the hole, and that's going to find its way in for a single. Coming across to score is J.D. Smith, and a piece of hitting right there by Crowders. He's able to deliver.
A seeing eye right in the hole between third and short. Drives in a run, gets a ribby.
So Frankfort kind of taking advantage of it. They were shut out in the first two innings despite leaving the bases full and having a single. And left a runner there. But now they're pushing him across. Ground ball to third, backhanded nicely by Howard. Long throw, bounced, and a good dig there by Spicer to record the second out.
Backhand dig by Spicer, as you mentioned, a nice play. Howard with a gun over there nails Crawdis, or wrist, rather.
Moving over to second is Crowder, so batting now Noah Fox, who grounded to third his first time up. He bats with two outs, two runs in, and a runner at second. Hits a little soft grounder to second, fielded on two hops, throw over. That'll retire the inning for Frankfort Panthers. But in the inning, Frankfort comes up with three runs on three hits, no errors. They left a runner on. We'll go now to the bottom of the third. 3-0 in favor of the Panthers. More to come right here on WWKY. Back in a minute.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester-Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Game moving right along, batting here in the bottom of the third. The Cardinals of GRC trailing 3-0, and the Cardinals still facing this right-hander, J.D. Smith, this junior for Frankfort. He had a three-up, three-down inning, his last inning of work. He's retired four in a row and only given up one base runner, and that runner reached by error. Len, we got bottom of the order coming up for the Cards.
McLemore, Maynard, and top of the order, McAlpin, due up for the Cardinals. Need to rally, get something going here. They don't have a hit yet.
And Smith's been very, very effective. He's been able to keep the ball on the ground. He did give some fly balls to right field, but his defense has helped him out. His offense has staked him to a 3-0 lead.
You mentioned that arm angle seems to be giving the Cards some difficulty.
There he goes three quarters, and he brings a fastball in for a called strike, and McLemore shaking his head, and I don't think he disagreed with the call. He was kind of like, need to pull the trigger. He's down on that bat handle, a right-handed batter. He's out ahead of that one. He grounds it foul, out of play, third baseline.
Smith working ahead of these Cardinal hitters. McLemore 222 coming in.
Smith's been able to get the leadoff batter each of the first two innings that he's worked. He faces here and throws that sidearm pitch. That was just a purpose pitch up and out of the zone on an 0-2 count, and it rides high for a ball. Leading off the third, the catcher, Mason McLemore, calls for time and steps out. Lynn, what'd you say his average, his numbers are?
222.
So he can hit the ball.
Deuces.
Big sweeping curveball. Nice change of speed there by J.D. Smith, but not an over-anxious McLemore. So he laid off. Yeah, you know, sometimes you
see that sweeper come in. Looks good.
Yeah, especially behind an account. And this time he works it out there again.
His breaking ball is pretty sharp, almost like a slider.
He's got two of them. You're exactly right. We just saw that sharp breaker right there. Started on the outside corner. It breaks off the plate. We saw that sweeper earlier take something off of it. Here's the pitch by Smith. Sidearm pitch lifted to left field, moving over, camping under it, and there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. Noah Fox in left, so McLemore flies out. Carter Maynard will be the batter, and Maynard comes in here, a left fielder, and he was a mainstay on this club last year, another guy that had a lot of speed out there.
And Carter batting 353 coming in, good hitter. Little guy, but he can run and he can hit.
First pitch swinging, pops it up in foul ground and giving way, and a good play right there. Drew Ludwig, the third baseman, calling off his catcher, Aiden Mundy, who had found the ball after initially trying to find it on the pop-up. You mentioned Maynard's size. He is small in stature. He played football a couple of years ago and was a nice player.
Right.
Yeah, he packed
guy,
the punch.
He can bring the wood.
Yeah, bring the wood and he can shuck the corn. He came on with it, didn't he? Top of the lineup, Cam McAlpin, another guy that a former football player, and he takes one in there for a called strike.
McAlpin
flied
out.
Yeah, he flied to center his first time up, so he's a contact kind of guy. Squares to take a bunt, and he took the pitch, rather, and that backdoor breaking pitch actually came in there for a strike.
Good with a hit, little hanger.
Yeah.
Squared the bunt and took it.
I agree, and I think McAlpin knows it, too. He had a brief confirmation with the home plate umpire. Down in the count, 0-2, and Smith stays with his same pitching game plan, goes up and away on an 0-2 count to see if he can get an aggressive Cardinal swinging. McAlpin did not. It's 1-2 with two out and the bases empty. Cards trailing. Here's that backdoor curveball, and it's laced into left field, and it's a nice running catch. No, it got away, and pulling in at second base with a stand-up double. Nice hustling play by Noah Fox. He was diving full extension in the gap between left and center. I thought he made a catch.
Yeah, he got his glove on him.
He sure did.
Couldn't hold it, and double for Cam McAlpin.
So the game's first hit for the Cardinals, a two-out stand-up double, and now Abram Howard, who reached, he's been the only Cardinal base runner up until that double. Howard reached back in the first on a throwing error by the third baseman, left stranded at second base. He bats here with two outs and a runner at second, his team trailing 3-0. Smith working from the stretch for only the second time in the game. A check of the runner to the bell, the pause. Look back again and delivers. High and tight for a ball. Howard wanted to swing. Sometimes you go up there, you better go up there every time with a plan in your mind. I think he was first pitch swinging.
First pitch fastball, look for it.
I agree.
The umpire is the same way. He kind of locked up about calling it.
I think so, too. There's a breaking pitch. There's that sweeper, and it's down in the dirt. Good block there by Mundy. Holding McAlpin at second, who will not run his team out of an inning. He's got good speed, but when you're down 3-0, base runners have been at a premium. You got to look, see that ball go to the backstop, and now
Cam with good speed.
Yeah, and a pickoff move there by Smith. We've seen two pickoff moves to first from the set position and then the step off. That time he just bluffed. but with a 2-0 pitch, works it in for a strike. Howard had a good pitch right there. That was kind of a get-me-over fastball speed. Yeah. That wasn't his hardest. Good hitters count here. 2-1 with two outs. Running will be McAlpin on contact. See if Howard can put it in play.
Takes that one.
Oh, man, he's...
Pretty good luck pitch here.
Yes. So he's seen four pitches, taken them all, and now he's in a 2-2 count.
I've been guessing curveball there. Looked like he was, but he wasn't ready for the fast one.
Wide stance by the Cardinal third baseman.
Looks like a hitter, doesn't he?
Yeah, and like I say, as an eighth grader, I guess, last year, he's a freshman now. Right. He was a starter and worked his way into playing time, right. Steady playing time in the order. With a lead, McAlpin running on contact. Breaking pitch, stays out of the strike zone, and now we got a full count.
Nice backhand stop by Mundy, the catcher there.
So the decision pitch went outside, so we got a full count, and now we got the payoff pitch. Two outs, runner at second. Smith, and he hits Howard, so that by hit pitch, that's a dead ball, and McAlpin has to stay at second. But the Cardinals in a little bit of business here. They've got a couple of base runners with two outs, and now they got the meat of the lineup coming up. Zach Brookshire, pretty solid hitter.
316, grounded out to the third baseman the first time up.
He's driven in five runs in six games. He's got a chance to add to that total here. Runners at first and second after the first two batters retired in this inning. Smith, there's that sweeper, that sidearm curveball, nice pitch. It just breaks right in there for a called strike.
That was pretty.
It was a nice pitch. Good game being called so far. The Cardinals have touched him for a double this inning. Goes right back to that same pitch. Not quite the break that the first one had, but good enough to be in there for a called strike, too.
I thought that one might be a hair low.
Well, the catcher... normally you try to frame the pitch, but this time he was bailing out. He expected that sweeper to have more bite. But here's an 0-2 pitch. And again, staying with the same game plan, goes up and away for his purpose pitch. Unlike Lachlan Hansel, who has struck out five batters, and he throws that secondary pitch ahead in the count. This time it's been pretty much Smith going up and away. But now with a one ball, two strike count, Brookshire at the plate, runners go, swing and a miss, double steal. Cardinals move them up. Baseball still not accounted for, and they're
strike three.
Oh, they're going to call it strike three.
Yep.
Okay. So they put the runners in motion, but Brookshire strikes out on that. That's going to do it for the Cardinals in that inning. They strand two runners and Frankfurt on top, 3-0. As we'll come back in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitments.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
High school baseball here at George Roger Clark High School. It's this beautiful stadium on this beautiful evening. It's Frankfurt Panthers leading 3-0 after three complete innings. Line score in the game, the Panthers of Frankfurt, 3 runs on 3 hits. They've committed 1 error. They've left 5 runners on. The Cardinals of GRC, no runs, one hit, no errors. They've left three runners on. That's the line score on three complete. And for his fourth inning of work, Lachlan Hansel. First pitch, they're going to call, they're going to appeal, and they say no swing. Carter Roth, the batter, he was caught looking, striking out back in the second. This pitch comes inside, and it's 2-0. How many innings did you say we said Hansel has thrown this year? Looks like coach is maybe stretching him out a little bit, letting him throw a little more. Six innings in two games that he started. So
yep.
This is the longest he's gone here. He's behind in the count, 3-0. Hansel, the senior right-hander, needs a strike here, and he can't get it. He bounced it up there on a four-pitch walk. And Frankfurt, every inning of this game, they've had the leadoff runner on. And, Lenny, that's usually a recipe for runs.
Especially you walk the first batter, what is it, 7 out of 10 times they come back to score?
It's a high number. That's not
what you want.
Baseball lore, that happens, you know. It's not some made-up number. This one tapped foul at the plate for strike one. Parker Hammonds surprisingly swinging as Hansel had thrown four pitches out of the strike zone. But he's ahead in the count here to the leadoff batting, Parker Hammonds. Hammonds 0-1.
Yeah, on with the walk.
This time he takes a fastball outside corner for a strike. And now down in the count at 0-2. Saw Hammonds squaring around to show bunt. Now the Cardinals' corner infielders can back up. Holding the base runner is Spicer at first.
Middle infield, double play depth.
Shaded toward the bag, and there's a change up. Hansel couldn't get it over. It stays high. He's been a little high with that change up.
He has. With his slow stuff, he's been upstairs.
1-2 count with a runner at first.
Misses with the fastball.
Yeah, that fastball, good velocity, but it's up and in, and that evens the count at 2-2. Over at first base, Carter Roth. Three-step lead, not going anywhere, and there's a nice, sharp breaking pitch called strike three.
Second time caught looking, Parker Hammonds.
5 strikeouts in the game for Lachlan Hansel. All 5 of them been called strike looking.
Monday double last time up and came in to score. Panther first run.
Pickoff throw over. Back in safely is Roth. Monday, this catcher, as Len said, he scored the game's first run. Hit a ground rule double as he turned on one. His last plate appearance, he swings and misses, throw down on a stolen base attempt, and sliding in there safely, Carter Roth. So Roth with the steal, that's the third stolen base in the game for the Panthers.
Got a big jump.
Yeah, Hansel had thrown over. He threw over one time. Breaking pitch, grounded to short, fielded cleanly. Throw over to first just in time. A nice play there is Taylor Howie, and they're now two down in the inning. Moving over to third on the ground ball is Carter Roth, and James Seabury bats here. Seabury singled, actually bunted his last time up to sacrifice. He was able to bunt it out for a single. Took second when he caught the cards napping. Nice changeup by Lachlan Hansel, but it comes in there high for ball one.
Again, upstairs with his slow stuff.
Seabury 1-for-2 in the ball game, and again, Frankfurt with runners in scoring position every inning. A little late on the fastball and is fouled straight back by Seabury. Frankfurt leading 3-0. They got all 3 of those runs in that third inning, which they were able to scratch out 3 hits Backdoor breaking pitch by Lachlan Hansel in there for a called strike to the left-handed hitting Seabury.
Pretty on the black.
Yeah, he's got a lot of upside. I mean, he's early in the season. He's, like I said, he's a guy that's going to give you a lot of innings. Fastball, good pitch, good swing, fouled straight back as Seabury was on it, but Hansel had a little giddy up on it.
He's got good stuff. His command has just been a little bit off. It's just like he's not in rhythm to me as he was last year.
He kicks and deals from the stretch. Fouled out of play, and Hansel prefers the pitch from the stretch with two outs and a runner at third.
Seabury, a good hitter, fouled off a good pitch there to stay alive. Came in at 381, had a single last time up. Make a note, we're at March 25th. It's today's game, and the game of the week tomorrow is softball for Dunbar, the GRC Lady Cards.
Here's Hansel's pitch. Chopped to short, fielded on two high hops, throw over, and a hustling play, busting it down the line to Seabury, but Howie able to get him on the throw. So Frankfurt, they threaten, but Hansel shuts them down in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. They left a runner on. We go now to the bottom of the fourth. It's Frankfurt leading George Rogers Clark here in high school baseball by a score of 3-0. We'll be back. More coming right here in 1 minute on WWKY.
At People's Exchange Bank, opening a new account just got easier. You need banking that aligns with your lifestyle, your financial needs, and your goals for the future. With their simple online application, you can open an account from anywhere. Visit pebank.com to get started today. Existing People's Exchange customers can use the mobile app or online portal to open additional accounts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Make a note of the game of the week, Tuesday, March 26th, tomorrow, GRC, as I mentioned, Dunbar. Monday, April 8th is our next baseball game. Montgomery County is 6th. Thursday, April 18th is a softball game with Danville. Wednesday, April 24th is a baseball game with Lexington Catholic at 5:30. April 29th is baseball with Paris. Tuesday, April 30th is a softball with Paris. Wednesday, May 8th, Bourbon County. Baseball and softball May 10th with Anderson County. So make a note of it. If you enjoy listening to baseball and softball on WWKY, tell your sponsors.
Thank you, Lynn. Caden Spicer steps to the plate. He's ahead in the count 2-0 as Frankfurt runs out J.D. Smith again on for his fourth inning of work. Cardinals being shut out. Actually, Smith pitching one-hit baseball. He needs a strike, and he comes in with one, a three-quarter sidearm fastball that comes in at the belt, and it's 2-1. Cardinals haven't scored in this game. They've scored 33 runs in their six games they've played, while their pitchers have given up 24 runs, not all of those earned.
Yeah, a healthy 5.5 ERA coming in. Smith 4.67, and their leading is Drew Ludwig, is 1.62 with 8 innings pitched.
That pitch fouled off. Count evens for Spicer, the first baseman for the Cardinals. He flied out to right field to end the first inning. His last at bat, he leads things off here in the fourth with his Cardinal team trailing 3-0. Here's a payoff on the 3-2, and it's down and away. And for the first time in the ballgame, George Rogers Clark, they get the leadoff base runner on, and it's by Walt.
Good at bat for Caden. Comes in batting 438. And good eye there. Takes the base on ball.
Yeah, Cardinals need base runners. Yep. I mean, you'd like to see him hit away and maybe get an extra base hit, but you need to take what the pitcher and the team's going to give you at this point.
Absolutely. Need base runners.
They sure do. Ben Foulkes bats here. Foulkes 0 for 1. Popped out to short to lead off the second, his only plate attempt, and he takes a big hack here and fouls this one straight back. J.D. Smith, listed at 5 feet 10 inches tall, a junior. Shown to be a very reliable pitcher for Frankfurt to this point, limiting the Cardinals to one hit in three innings.
Not a big kid. I guess what 150 probably stretched.
Yeah, he's not big, but right there's a backdoor curveball. That's a hard slider.
Yeah,
he's got a tight slider, and then he's got the sweeper, and he worked that one on the outside corner. And if it's he and his catcher or the coach or whoever, they're calling a good baseball game. They've kept the card batters off balance.
Yes.
He hasn't worked up and down in the strike zone as much as he's worked the corner. Throw over and Spicer back in safely at first on the pickoff attempt as the sun gets behind one of these clouds. Did you have a good Easter yesterday?
I did. Well, Palm Sunday yesterday. Easter
coming up. Yeah. You had a good time with it.
Yeah, the grandkids are in. Always a good time.
One ball and two strike count. Runner at first. Here's a line drive single straight up the middle. Spicer will round second, pick up his coach at third, and they're playing station to station here, so the GRC.
Something brewing here.
Yeah, they get first two runners on. That hasn't happened the entire game, and Smith staying out there. They got a little action in the bullpen going right now. Frankfurt, I'm not saying they're victory star, but they're one game under 500. They're trying to snap a two-game skid, and they're playing a big school here in GRC. They'd like to preserve this. But the Cardinal batters will have a little say in this.
A school playing a 6A school in baseball. I don't guess it really matters a whole lot if you got a good squad.
Tyler Howie in here. Takes a sidearm tight slider in there for a called strike.
Another good pitch.
Runners at first and second. Foulkes at first with a single. Spicer moving to second after he had walked.
Howie fly out to the right fielder first time up.
Nobody out. Runners hold. Oh, nice stretch out there and a good block on a pitch that nearly got away from the catcher, Aiden Mundy.
Mundy had to dive for that one. A nice stop there.
Yeah, with this carpeted turf diamond entirely, you know, the dirt, that one's to the backstop, and the runners are moving up. Of course, it happens for both teams, but Mundy able to just dive and scoop that one.
Yeah, a heck of a stop.
Howie wants time, and the Cardinal shortstop awarded time. He steps out. Situation, runners at first and second. Cardinals trailing 3-0, batting here in the bottom of the fourth. Pickoff attempt, and it goes into center field, but unable to get up in advance is Spicer. That's one of those plays that...
We went back head first, and then... Shortstop was kind of on top of him, and no place to get up and go, and the center fielder quickly gets it back into the infield.
Yeah, the Seabury got a glove on it, and not enough of a glove to make it so slowly that reaching the center fielder that Spicer could get up and run, and like Len said, he would have had to shed the shortstop to get up. Here's a pitch, and it's in on the inside corner for a called strike. You got Howie leaning in. And he just couldn't pull the trigger. He's shaking his head. He didn't like it, but it's in there for a strike.
I agree with him. Look to be inside here.
One ball, two strike count, two runners on. Smith pitching. Sidearm breaking pitch really tied up the hands of Howie. He ran it in on him, that late swing inside out, and it's fouled off.
Good piece of hitting there, fouled off a pitcher's pitch there. Defensive swing, Howie.
This little pitcher, J.D. Smith, he's got some good stuff. He's in a little bit of a jam here right now. He walked the leadoff batter and then gave up a single. Spicer at second, Foulkes at first. 1-2 count. Howie at the plate. Lays off of a sweeping curveball that's out of the strike zone. That evens the count 2-2. Chase Wheeler on deck. Pretty good crowd here. People bringing their lawn chairs. Seems to be the preferred seating, although there's good stadium seating here. And as Lynn says, come out and watch a ball game. It's right. Beautiful place. Great sight lines. Here's a break even 2-2, and this ball is lifted to center, and it's hit with some authority. Going back on the warning track, making the catch, tagging from second and moving to third is Spicer.
So Howie
gave it right, didn't he?
He did. Right on the warning track in front of it, in dead center field, makes the catch. That's Parker Hammonds. Nice play. But the runner advances as Spicer goes to third on the tag. Fulks had to stay at first. But runners first and third. See what we can do here.
Chase Wheeler settles in. He closed out the second inning, popping up in foul ground to the first baseman. He bats here with runners at the corner. Runner goes. Throw down and in there safely. Mundy threw through. Nice throw.
From his knees, he put a rocket right down the second base. It was fairly close.
So the pitch, looking for the indication on that, they're saying
strike.
Called strike. So you got runners at second and third with one out. Any hit to the right side or a fly ball lifted to the outfield, Spicer. Yeah, he's a veteran player. He'll be tagging.
Need to put this ball in play.
Pitch was outside, and Wheeler stepping away. Had his momentum going back. Need to just stay still and drive that ball.
Popped out to the first baseman, first time up, so he's due.
Smith to the belt, check of the runners, kicks and deals. There's that tight slider, and it's in for a strike. They laid off of it.
Check swing, and it's called strike.
So couldn't pull the trigger in. Smith ahead in the count, 1-2. Frankfurt playing regular depth across the infield, the outfield pretty much straight away as well. Curveball, that sweeper down and away, and that evens the count at 2-2. McLemore on deck with one out and two on. Runners at second and third. Cards trailing. Frankfurt leading. The Panthers have a 3-0 lead. Smith, the junior pitcher, pitching. Boy, he wanted that call. Yeah, and it was just a little high.
And he's been getting it.
I guess it was high. I'm more of a pitcher's umpire. You know, if it's coming across those letters.
He's been getting that pitch, but this time they called a ball upstairs.
Yeah, I was never one of those big fans to make me throw it in the shoebox. Here's one hit hard to center field. That should score a run. Catch made. Tagging is Spicer. The throw in from Hammonds. A good throw, but Spicer scoring easily, and the Cards are on the board.
So a good piece of hitting by Wheeler with a sack fly to score Spicer.
Moving over to third, on the throw is Fulks, and he's there with now two outs, and the Cards on the board. McLemore batting. He flied out to left to begin the third. He bats here again with two outs and a runner at third. Pitch on the outside corner. Fastball at the knees. Called strike.
Like to see him take that ball to right field.
Yeah.
He's been working high and outside on that corner. See if you let that bat head lead, send it over to the right field.
Pretty good hole on that right side. Second baseman shading up the middle slightly.
Sweeper for a strike.
Kind of like Smith's game plan. He's been effective. The Cards have touched him for a hit and a run in this inning. Swing and a miss, and that's going to do it for GRC. They threaten here. But then down on strikes for the second punch out of the game for Smith. But in the innings, the Cardinals get one run on one hit. There were no errors. They left a runner on. We go to the top of the fifth. It's Frankfurt. The Panthers leading the Cardinals 3-1. We'll return in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of four or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
New pitcher on the mound for George Rogers Clark as Maddox Campbell will take the hill. Campbell out here pitching in relief. The starter, Lachlan Hansel, he closed the book on him. He goes 4 innings of work. Gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, all 3 earned. He walked 4, hit a batter, and struck out 5.
Maddox Campbell's only pitched 1 inning this year, giving up 1 base on ball, no hits. And 0 ERA.
So a 6'2 junior comes on to pitch for the Cardinals. Didn't take many warm-up tosses. Evidently got his work in over in the bullpen. He'll work to the likes of Frankfurt's 4, 5, and 6 hitters with J.D. Smith, Drew Ludwig, and Tegan Crowder's coming up. Smith, the pitcher for Frankfurt, squares to bunt, taps it foul at the plate. Smith trying to extend that trend for Frankfurt of getting the first runner on in every inning. We played 4 complete, and they've had a runner on every inning, their leadoff batter.
Abe Hired creeps in to third after showing the bunt.
A little bit of a breaking pitch, stayed up high, and it's 1-1. First look at Maddox Campbell, a guy I've seen play a lot of basketball at GRC. Nice young man. Tried to get that curveball over again. It stays high, so his breaking pitch has been high both times. It's a 2-1 count to the right-hand hitting Smith. Campbell with a fastball that's lifted foul and out of play. Left field line. Evens the count at 2-2.
Smith on with a base on ball and ground to score in the third.
He also has a stolen base in the game, and Campbell that time struggling a little with his secondary pitches. His fastballs have been able to come in there for strikes. Waste no time, working quickly, and fouling that pitch off is Smith. Maddox Campbell gets the ball and looks to the dugout, and he's ready to go.
I like that pace.
Kicks and deals, and this is a ground ball inside the third base line, and that could be extra bases. It's over in the left field corner. And coming into second base, sliding with a double, J.D. Smith, and he's on for the second time of the ball game. And that trend continues, Lynn, for Frankfurt. They've had the leadoff runner, or leadoff batter on every inning.
Good double there, right inside the baseline.
Now, if that's,
Howard had no chance at that one. Hard hit right inside the line.
Sixth or seventh inning, he may be another step closer to the line to avoid any extra base hits.
Actually, playing in just a bit because he showed bunt early.
Well, it was stung down the third base line and down that left field line and over at second baseman standing there. Second base, and here's a ground ball to short. Howie feels it moving over to third. On the grounder is Smith as Drew Ludwig's retired. Ludwig, he's grounded out now all three times. He did drive in the game's first run.
Howie, with a good arm, charged that one in plenty of time. Got some mustard on it over at first. 6-3.
Able to concentrate. That runner cutting right in front of him, and he picks up that ball. And, again, I can't tell you how playing on an entirely turf-carpeted field, you don't have to worry about that bad hop. First pitch swinging, popped up. Abe Howard over near the dugout makes the catch. Nobody's covering the plate and coming in. That is a second base that Frankfort has stolen from GRC. One time on a bunt single, a sack bunt, turned into a single, turned into taking second base. This time they catch the cards with nobody covering home plate and a run stolen. J.D. Smith, nice heady play.
J.D. Smith, as you said, a heady play for sure. All of the Cardinals going after that foul ball and nobody covering home, and J.D. picks it right up, scores easily. So is that a sack fly?
Yeah,
foul out?
I guess it was. It was a pop-up to the third baseman. Pitch below the knees for a ball, and we'll see if Campbell can bounce back after that. Something like that can get your mind distracted, thinking, man, I should have been at home plate. Not down the third baseline.
Fox.
This fly ball lifted to right field, going over the head. He can't make the catch. Fulks pulls it in, and right now Frankfort with a runner at second base, Harrison Risk on with his second hit of the game, and the inning continues. So that run of Smith would have scored anyway, but still, it was a heady base running play. That time, Carter Maynard out there. I said, Fulks, it was Maynard. It was Fulks.
Yeah.
Fulks and McAlpin out there converging in right center, and it couldn't come up with it.
He's right in the gap, and Fulks made an attempt, but it was right on the fence and couldn't handle it.
Noah Fox here takes a pitch in the dirt, which there is none, for ball one. Frankfort traveled pretty well. They brought some fans here with them.
They got a nice team.
And the blankets and the comforters coming out as the pitch is below the knees for a ball, and Maddox Campbell behind in the count at 2-0. No action in the Cardinal bullpen. They want him to get out of this inning. Do minimal damage. Frankfort scored one. They're threatening again. Two outs, just need to get the out. Campbell worked it outside corner, and that's been a consistent call.
He's throwing his fastball, but he's having trouble with his breaker.
Yeah, you got to get those secondary pitches over for strikes. You can't just, especially when you're working from the stretch with runners on. It's got to be very mechanical. This time it's in the dirt, maybe tried to overthrow a slider. With a downward break, dug out of there by McLemore, the catcher. And it's a 3-1 count. If you're Noah Fox, you're swinging. And he does. He loops it into right field. In for a single. They throw home at the plate, but coming in standing is Harrison Riss. So back-to-back doubles, plates another run for the Panthers of Frankfort. Cardinals still trying to get that one out.
5-1, Frankfort.
They scored three in the third, two here in the fifth, and still batting. There's two outs, and Maddox Campbell just wanted to get out of it. But Frankfort making a little rough on him on his appearance. You say it's only his second appearance of the year.
Right. Just pitched one inning so far. As you mentioned, played basketball, so he's just newly out.
Carter Roth at the plate, swing and a miss. Pretty good giddy up on his fastball there. Two runs are in. And a runner over at first. Frankfurt stolen four bases. They hold the runner here. I said back-to-back doubles. Actually, Fox's was a single. Nice piece of hitting. Went to the right side. Roth taking his time. Now he settles back in the box. Maddox Campbell, his pace has slowed a little bit. Kicks and deals. Pop up. In foul ground, giving chase. And Len, that catch was made. McLemore, nice play. Kind of, he went out of sight. Yeah, so we're going to have to say that play was out of sight. So anyway, he gets the Cardinals out of the inning, but Frankfurt comes up with two runs in the fifth. They lead GRC here as we move to the bottom of the fifth. Frankfurt Panthers 5, George Rogers Clark Cardinals 1. More baseball in 1 minute after these words on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Fifth inning coming up for GRC, and they're going to keep J.D. Smith on the mound for Frankfurt. So he's at the part of the ball game now, Len, where he can just start counting outs. He's looking for outs right now. He's been staked to a 5-1 lead.
He's been in command most of the day. His breaking ball, he threw it for strikes and spots his fastball, has been effective here this afternoon.
Pitching to Carter Maynard, the number 9 batter and left fielder for the Cardinals. Maynard popped out to the third baseman in foul ground his first time up. He takes a pitch down and away for a ball. Maynard needs to get on, set the table for the Cardinals as they can move to the top of the order. And this has got a good start for it.
He right field hit.
Sliced it right between first and second, went the other way, and that's what you've been wanting, Lynn, and he delivered. Went with a pitch on an outside fastball, just... That's what it takes.
Set the table, as you mentioned, the Cards need a rally here. Haven't had many at-bats. That was only Maynard's second at-bat.
And it's only the second time the Cardinals have had a leadoff batter on base.
McAlpin.
Pickoff back in is Maynard. McAlpin has one of the Cardinal two hits. He doubled and was left stranded back in the third. Left-handed batter bats here. With Smith trying a backdoor breaking pitch, but it was a hanger, and it's ball one.
Cam doubled in the third inning, but was left stranded.
Check of the runner. Maynard at first to the belt is Smith. Long pause. Sidearm pitch. Runner goes. Throw down. And in there stealing the base, trying to sell it, saying he got him. Is Seabury. Seabury made a nice diving catch and now has a coy grin on his face, and he and the umpire have a little joke about it.
A little ole.
Yeah, son, I was closer to the base runner than you were, and you got the ball.
Good deke. Good work, but good.
Yeah, he had that coy grin on his face.
Maynard's got good speed.
He does. He's got a good lead at second. Pitch to McAlpin. And McAlpin laid off of an outside pitch that is in for a called strike. And it,
he didn't like that call, and I don't blame him. A little bit wide.
The umpire's been consistent. If you're going to pitch to the outside, he's going to give the pitchers that corner. That's belonged to the pitchers. And they go right in there again, and this time McAlpin fouls it off. Had a good cut, kind of waited a little late on his commitment to swing.
He's got a quick bat. Cam, not a real big kid, but got good speed. As we mentioned, committed to EKU, my alma mater.
And he calls time. McAlpin calling time. He'll step out. What about Lachlan Hansel? He, their starting pitcher. Is he going somewhere?
I'm not did aware.
Did he sign? Okay.
If he's committed yet or not.
McAlpin, left-handed batter with a 2-2 count. Here's a pitch from Smith. Side-winding sidearm pitch hangs outside for ball three. You got a full count. Cardinals have shown they'll run here late in the game, but with a left-hand batter and 3-2, you need runs. You need base runners, more importantly, right now. Good lead for Maynard at second. And the pitch has popped up on the infield. Pitcher Smith calling for it. Usually that's a recipe for disaster, and he ended up backpedaling a good 15 feet making that catch.
Stayed with it, though, and got it.
Yeah, generally it's your shortstop that's the infield captain. And
third base was calling it as well, but he could. Smith called him off. Makes the play.
So he did. He got the out. McAlpin ends up being 1-for-3 in the game thus far, and Abe Howard steps in. Howard 0-for-1. He's been on base both times, once hit by a pitch and once on an error. Got a runner at second base. Cardinals scored their run in the fourth. Frankfurt leading 5-1. Panthers got three in the third and two in the last inning. Nice sweeping breaking ball in for a strike.
He's consistently throwing that for a strike, and that's made the Cardinals off stride and off timing.
Especially when you can start off your sequence with that pitch. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to get ahead pitch.
Well, he throws it for a strike at any count, so he's got confidence in both of those breaking balls. They haven't been very effective here this afternoon.
Check of the runner at second, sidearm pitch, low and away, dug out there by Monday, who has caught a good ball game. 1-1 the count. On deck, Zach Brookshire. Cardinals up in the top of the order with a runner at second, needing runs. Big healthy cut by Howard, fouled off the catcher and the umpire. He's shaking it off.
Where's number 00? And that's his batting average.
Yeah, okay. Well, how many plate appearances?
Yeah, not many. I'd have to look that up.
I've got it right here. Let's see. 10 at-bats.
Yeah.
Runner goes. Pitch called a ball. Throw down, and they're going to get him. And he was out here to there.
A good arm there by McLemore. Monday. He's shown that one down to second base and trying to steal third out by stride.
So a caught stealing eliminates the base runner, and it's a 2-2 count with two outs now, and the base is empty. Pitching to Howard. Pitch upstairs, and now the count's full.
You question that down that many runs, well, you would try to take third there. But
yeah, if it's early in the game, maybe you're late. That's just another out, and that's what Smith's thinking about once you get to that fifth inning. And he's going to walk Howard with two outs and a base empty. He goes ahead and walks him to extend the inning, and Zach Brookshire, the DH, comes up. Brookshire 0-for-2, grounded to third and strikeout swinging. He is one of two strikeout victims by J.D. Smith, who hasn't been overpowering, but he has been effective. There's that breaking pitch. This time he's going to be in for a called strike. No ball, I guess. So the umpire raises his right hand, but it's ball one.
I thought he called a strike as well.
Well, when he picked his right hand up,
that's
what I was going with.
I was with you. I'm not sure you went wrong.
I got to get my game speed up to speed. Throw down to first. Back in is Abram Howard. Howard with one stolen base. He's attempted it one time. He walked for the fifth time of the year, and he's over there at first. And right now, Smith having a little trouble with the strike zone. He's down to count 2-1.
I think Mundy is showing him he's got an arm. He better play station to station for a while, down 3-4 runs.
Try to get for a big inning and another pickoff attempt. Howard back in. So the lights are on here at the ballpark. Sidearm curve and a swing and a miss. Good pitch, good swing. Brookshire on it, just tried to chase it. Couldn't find it, and it evens the count.
Looks like he's trying to go to right field on that one, which is what you want to do, but just behind it a bit.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Cardinals with a runner at first. They trail 5-1. Batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Smith to the belt, the Frankfurt Jr. pitching. Fouled off, and Brookshire stays alive at the plate.
Deuces prevail.
He's a powerfully built young man.
Yep.
Looks to have a good swing. He's in there as the DH.
316 batting average coming in. 0-2 tonight.
Listed as a senior. He hits one and pop up on the infield. A shortstop and third baseman collide, but the play is made by the third baseman over there, Ludwig, as Ludwig makes the catch and the Cardinals inning retired. So GRC unable to score here in the fifth. No runs. They did have one hit, no errors, and a base runner left on. We go to the top of the sixth. Frankfurt still leading 5-1. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Cardinals trailing Frankfurt 5-1 as we get ready. Maddox Campbell on for his second inning.
The Doors bring us back.
You like that little bumper? Those
I do.
We've had good music up here in the press box,
I
too.
I agree.
These guys playing baseball tunes.
Real music.
Well, GRC, they run Maddox Campbell back out there for another inning of work. He's on for his second. Lachlan Hansel went the first four innings, gave up three runs. The other two runs charged to Maddox Campbell, as Frankfurt's been able to score five runs in the game on six hits. They've committed one error, and they've left five runners on.
Again, upstairs with the slow stuff, slow curve, missing high.
I take that back. Frankfurt's left seven runners on. So they were due to score some runs. Maddox Campbell with an inside pitch that's called for a strike. And our man calling the balls and strikes, he likes the corners on the inside and outside. Pitchers can own them. That's okay.
Pitcher's umpire.
That's okay. As long as you know what you got.
I agree. As long as you're consistent.
Work with it. If you're the pitcher, work with it. This one's right down the middle, and it's lifted to left field. Fly ball coming in, making the catch. Carter Maynard for the first out. Aiden Mundy will come up to the plate. Mundy, he's been on twice. He is 1-for-2 in the ballgame, hit by a pitch back in the first, left stranded when the bases were left loaded. He hit a double and bounced it over the left field gap. He came around to score the game's first run. He grounded to short his last time up. He takes first pitch here for a strike, and probably one of the better fastballs Maddox Campbell has thrown today. That one there, it looked to be at the knees. It had some heat. His breaking pitch there, it got over and it's fouled off.
Hung that one a bit.
He did a little. I was going to say he got it in for a strike, but it's a good thing it wasn't too fat.
Klepto at the cleaners. Yeah. Got away with the hanger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing that one wasn't too fat. Here he comes. Fastball down and away, and it's 1-2. Bases empty, one out. Frankfurt batting top of the sixth. They lead 5-1. They've stranded 7 base runners. They've collected 6 hits.
Top to bottom, this Frankfurt team that has good at bats.
Oh, they're a good team. Breaking pitch. They're going to say, did he go?
Nope.
No, he didn't. So the Campbell didn't get the call. It's 2-2. Yeah, Frankfurt listed at 3-4 and trying to stop a two-game skid, but we said early on it looked like a good club. I mean, they come in here.
They beat some quality teams. They beat a Louisville team right out of the box.
Butler, and Butler Bears is a good baseball school.
Right.
So hanging tough in there is a catcher, Aiden Mundy. 1-for-2 in this game, scored a run. He stays even at the count at 2-2. And
we talked to Coach Brooks about his ambitious schedule with a lot of 11th region teams. Of course, he's familiar with the 11th region. He said, you know, you play the better teams, it gets you better. And it's not about the regular season. It's about getting ready for the tournament. So he likes the quality schedule he put together.
And the Cardinals last year, you know, they won a lot of games. But the bats went silent when it came down to tournament time.
Good pitching.
Yeah, they had good pitching, good speed, pretty good defense. And now Campbell, who was ahead in the count, now works it full at 3-2 after Mundy was able to foul off a couple of his good fastballs.
I noticed Brady Davis not in the lineup tonight.
Yeah, I'd asked you about that.
He's been DHing. He has not been playing defense. And he's pitched very effective. I don't think he's given up a run. But he's been DHing, so I don't know if he's hurt or I'm just taking a night off.
So a good swing, and right now, an 8-pitch at bat to the catcher Mundy.
Folks makes a running attempt at the foul ball down there, but couldn't run it down. Slid right at the fence and tried to get a glove on it, but to no avail.
Count holds full with one out, bases empty. Frankfurt batting, they're up 5-1. Mundy back in the box. This will be the 9th pitch. And it's lined into right center. That's going to get down. It'll go to the gap, and it bounces off the fence. Rounding first and pulling in at second with a one-out stand-up double. His second extra base hit of the game is Aiden Mundy.
Second double for Mundy.
Mundy, the catcher, and had good speed. I think they're going to let him stay out there to run. A lot of times they'll run a courtesy runner in there for him, but Mundy's going to stay at second.
They did the first inning, but since then he's been running.
James Seabury will come to the plate, the left-handed batting shortstop in this ball game. He's 1-for-3. Bunted. Looking to sacrifice, ended up being a single and took second. Here's a pitch that gets away from the catcher, maybe a little crossed up and going over to third now. On the wild pitch is Aiden Mundy.
Is that a pass ball or wild pitch?
I'm
like you. He probably crossed up.
I think he crossed him up because he's going out there now to confirm the signal. And
yep.
If it's a cross-up, it usually goes past ball, unless it was just something totally that he couldn't get.
Looked like that was the case, and I'm like you, I think he was cross-up.
So they confirmed the signal, and the catcher, McLemore, using a blue catcher's mitt, sets up, and Campbell. Again, crossed him up again, and it's going to go to the backstop and bring a run in. So that time, McLemore setting on the outside, wanted something on the outside, and Mannix Campbell threw it down and in.
About 90 feet. It's 2 feet short, big bouncer.
So Seabury still at the plate. He's heading the count 2-0. And
Frankfurt playing add-on.
Played a little add-on. You took the words right out of my mouth, and there's a strike. Campbell gets one in there, 2-1 count. Panthers now leading 6-1 is swing and a miss. Lexi Maddox, come back and get this guy. He's showing some emotion out there, and it looks like disappointment. Just bow your neck, guy, and show him that you earn innings. Coach put you in there for a reason. Tried an off-speed breaking pitch with a backdoor cutter, and it stays high and wide for a ball. Now it's a full count. He's throwing a lot of pitches.
Yes.
Campbell with the payoff. Fastball. Popped up. Fly ball, rather. Shallow center. And
McAlpin.
It's McAlpin making that catch, and there's two away. I wonder if that runner from third would have tried to score on that. We'll never know, Lynn.
No.
We'll never know.
I'd say he probably
would
try. I don't know. McAlpin's got a pretty good arm. He gunned one down in Corbin.
That's what I was wanting to see.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good arm. He threw out a kid from Corbin that tried to score from first.
Maddox Campbell getting ahead on this batter, which is J.D. Smith, the pitcher, and he's had a fine game at the plate and on the hill. He's a pitcher of record, and he scored two runs in this game. Stolen a base.
Good athlete.
1-for-2. Yeah, then you know, the thing about the Frankfurt team, you've been around baseball enough. You can see just the way they show up, carry themselves. Mm-hmm. They got nice uniforms, I said. They took infield well. They were organized. You could tell they'd been coached. There's a nice curveball by Maddox Campbell. That was his... Excuse me, a slow off-speed pitch, that changeup in for a strike. And this, like I said, it's the record may be 3-4. Right now, wanting to look at the baseball as get one a little bit brighter or whatever. 2-2 count here. Quickly, Campbell pitching, and he jammed Smith, who just fouls it off the handle, and Maddox Campbell with a good breaking pitch riding right in on him.
He gets close to the plate. We mentioned that before.
You're reading my mind, Lynn.
You're right, and Campbell ran on his hands, but a good defensive swing.
2-2 with two outs. Campbell can't retire him. A ground ball up the middle. Howie fields it behind the bag, throwing. Close play at first. Got him. Smith diving head first, an unusual play. And
Howie with a gun gets him. 6-3.
Sure was. It was a bang, bang, and throwing from behind the bag. And the umpire having a little tutorial there with Maddox Campbell on that balk on what happened. So we move now to the bottom of the sixth, and we got Frankfurt on top, 6-1. More baseball coming your way after this one-minute break.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org. Or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
We go to the sixth inning. The Cardinals batting. They're trailing 6-1 and leading off and taking a strike. Cleanup batter Caden Spicer.
J.D. Smith, working ahead of these hitters, has all night and had the Cardinals off stride.
Cardinals able to scratch out only three hits and one run in this ball game. They've stranded five runners. They've played cleanly, committed no errors.
Yeah, defense has been good.
That was the story last year. Good pitch and good defense, just couldn't hit. And Spicer, a little disagreement with his body language of that called strike. He's down to count 1-2.
6-1, the Panthers lead.
Spicer scored the only run in the game for GRC as he walked leading off the fourth. The Cardinals went the fourth and the fifth, getting their leadoff runner on after J.D. Smith. He's had only one three-up, three-down inning, but Lynn, he hadn't struggled. I mean, they haven't put pressure or stress on him. You know, as far as leverage innings, he really hasn't had one.
Really?
The fourth, when they scored one run, but...
Very efficient with his pitches, only two strikeouts. He pitches to contact and pitches very well.
Good point. And like you said, he's bounces one up there, and now the count's 3-2. He was ahead on Spicer, and now he's run the count full. But, you know, Smith pitching a pretty good game.
Yes, he is. Been in control. Only one walk, I think.
That's right. And this is a guy that got it. And good piece of hitting by Spicer as he goes to right field and shoots it through that hole between second and first, and he's on with a leadoff single. On for his second time of the game. Walked his last time up, this time on with the single.
Spicer, a good hitter. Inside out at that one, and right field for a base knock.
Yeah, he waited on that pitch and almost took it out of the catcher's mitt. I mean, it was in deep on him before he hit it. Coming up now, Ben Foulkes. Foulkes has one of the three Cardinal hits. He goes up on the bat handle as if to bunt, pulls it down for ball one. And by his attempted bunt, that's going to pull in Drew Ludwig, the third baseman. It's going to get his attention, and he's got one foot on the grass. First baseman holding on, Spicer, as this pitch hits Foulkes, and if there's been a chink in the armor, it's starting to show right now by J.D. Smith as he's got the first two base runners on. That happened back in the fourth, and the Cardinals were able to scratch out a run. But right now they're meeting on the pitcher's mound with the score 6-1. Frankfurt leading GRC. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. We'll be back. More baseball after this brief message.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
New pitcher in the ball game for Frankfurt. They're going to bring in and put him on the hill as Drew Ludwig, the third baseman. And it looks like that he and J.D. Smith will just trade positions. So while we get the pitcher Ludwig taking his warm-up tosses, we'll take another 30-second break when we come back. Baseball action, Cards down 6-1. More to come after this brief message.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Drew Ludwig gone in relief. He's pitched 8 2/3 innings, given up 9 hits, 5 runs, 2 earned runs, four bases on balls and five strikeouts. He's 2-1 on the year with an excellent 1.62 ERA. So the ace of the staff on in relief here for the Panthers.
The new third baseman in as Ludwig takes over on the mound. They've got a lefty, Tandy, warming up in the bullpen as well. Ludwig gets a ground ball to short, fielded, go to second for one, on to first, not in time. Good stretch over there by the first baseman, Noah Fox. So the fielder's choice will keep Howie on at first, moving over to third on the ground ball to Spicer. So Cardinals now with runners at the corners. Catcher steps out there. Aiden Bundy caught a good game. He's thrown out one base runner. He rolls through the play. In the event the Cards want to steal, what will he do? Throw through, bluff and throw to third, or throw short to short? Swing and a miss. And, boy, coming out of his shoes there was Chase Wheeler. He was going to try to get the Cards a three-run shot right there.
Pop the strings. And
hey, if you're going to swing, be committed. And he was.
Monday through last time, I don't think Cards down five runs. They got a run on him. He's got a cannon of an arm.
GRC has stole two bases, and then they've been foiled, and Monday has thrown one out. As Len said, he made a good throw at third. Now they're going to send a runner, throw through to second, backed up by the shortstop, but sliding in there safely. Tyler Halley gets the stolen base. I'm like you, a little surprised, but not shocked.
First and third, you pretty much go, but down that many. And
five runs with two innings to get it back. So now the Cardinals with two runners in scoring position. Wheeler with a 1-1 count. Ludwig pitching up high. He's trying to give it all he's got. They don't want Frankfurt, they don't want to let this game get away from him. Smith gave him too good of an outing.
Hit here will be big.
Fouled back and out of play. The base runners on base are the responsibility of J.D. Smith. You can't close the book on him. He's pitched five innings complete, given up four hits. He's walked two, struck out two, and hit two. He's given up the one run so far, but these two runners, his responsibility. And right now, Chase Wheeler doing everything he can to try to bring him home. He's fouled off three straight pitches. And the count holds it full. Ludwig finally gave in and threw a pitch up and in for ball four. So now the Cardinals, they have the bases loaded. And the tying run over at the on-deck circle. And right now you got a pinch hitter coming in. Coming in to pinch hit for GRC, looks like number eight, J.P. Gaines. So Gaines will bat here for McLemore, the catcher. He may stay in to play. That's something we'll address later. But right now, a poke, a base hit could help the team greatly. Cardinals trail 6-1, batting here in the bottom of the sixth.
Trying to get back in it with a rally here.
Base is loaded and one out. Gaines. Takes one a little high. Pretty good pitch there by Ludwig. Again, the umpire's been consistent. He doesn't give you the letters call, but he will let the pitchers own the corners. And right now, time called as your catcher Monday wants to go out and speak to his right-handed pitcher. Again, want to remind you, we've got girls softball tomorrow. That game, it'll be on the air here. We'll take to the air sometime around 5:45, first pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock as the Cardinal girls softball team will take on Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Join Led and I for that one. The 1-0 pitch up high again, and right now J.P. Gaines in the driver's seat at 2-0. It's his first plate appearance of this game.
Batting 286, J.P. has come in with only seven at-bats.
And right now, the pitcher, Ludwig, he's one pitch away from getting the Cards a run in. He got a get-me-over fastball, had pretty good pop on it. It comes across for a strike, and now J.P. can look for his pitch at 3-1. Here's the Ludwig delivery. Grounded to third. Knocked down. New player in the game. Throwing to first. It's wide of first. The error cost a run. Throw to third back in safely. Diving in is Howie. So Gaines put the ball in play. It was an error on the third baseman. And the coach coming out right now. And I don't know what Frankfurt's coach is wanting to look at interference or what. It would be pure speculation on my part.
I didn't see any interference, but I was looking at the... You mean the runner interfere with the third baseman? I don't think so.
It's not going to stand.
No.
It's an error on the throw. The Cardinals, Caden Spicer scores. Over to third is Howie. On to second is Wheeler and J.P. Gaines. On at first and a strike called to Carter Maynard. Gaines stays in the game. Cardinals have scored here. They trail 6-2.
Base is still jammed.
Yeah. Tying run at the plate here. Swing and a foul ball. Maynard behind quickly at 0-2.
Late on that one.
The run scored here, an unearned run, but GRC will take them any way they can get them. Ludwig, as Len said, a guy that Frankfurt goes too often. He's called on here. Ground ball, tailor-made, double play. Step on second. One, throw to first.
And got Maynard. When you get Maynard, you're tailor-made double play.
It sure was. 6-3, unassisted on the double play. Ends the inning for the Cardinals. So the threat was squelched right there. But the Cardinals come up with one run on one hit. There was one error. They left them full. We have played six full. Cardinals of GRC trailing Frankfurt, the Panthers leading here 6-2. 1 minute break. More baseball coming up after these messages.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Start me up.
Well, it is. It's start me up time, and a new pitcher in for GRC. It'll be Abram Howard on the pitch this seventh inning to Frankfurt. Howard, the third pitcher in the ballgame, taking over at third base for the Howard vacancy, is Zachary Brookshire, who was the DH. So Maddox Campbell, he pitched two innings, gave up two runs, both of them earned in the ball game.
Abe Howard has pitched one inning, has given up no hits, no walks, two strikeouts, and no ERA. So some of the new pitchers this year have thrown a few innings for the Cardinals. Maddox Campbell and Abe Howard both just an inning under their belt for the year.
So Campbell goes two innings in the game. He gives up the three runs, all three earned. He four hits in his two innings of work. And Howard ready to go to work. Needs to get him a quick inning here as the Cards trail. First pitch swinging and helping him out is Ludwig, fly ball, and they can't find it. It's going to hit, in for a hit. Just throwing his arms up.
Cam McCalpin couldn't
find it.
Right.
And over to field it on one big hop is Fulks, and a leadoff single by Ludwig. And Ludwig, he's on for his first time in the game. He had grounded out his three prior times. He had driven in a run.
These fly balls get up above the lights. It's difficult. And these lights are shielded where all the wattage is shown down. And it gets above the lights. You can't find it. And that's what happened to Cam McAlpin there.
Well, the beam is, as you described, Lynn, the beam is straight downward on the playing surface.
They have shields.
Here's a line drive into left center. That's going to get down. Over to cut it off on a nice hustling play in left field is Carter Maynard. Didn't let it get by him, and back-to-back singles opens up the inning for the Frankfort Panthers. So Abe Howard, good velocity, throwing strikes, but a little rudely greeted here. Coming up now is Harrison Risk. Risk is 2-for-3 in the ballgame. He scored a run. He's stolen a base. He bats here with two on and nobody out in the seventh. And the Panthers looking to add on. Abram Howard with a breaking pitch down and away for ball one to start off the pitching to the right-handed hitting first baseman. Runners at first and second for the Panthers. Nobody out. Howard checks the runners, kicks and deals. Fastball swung on and fouled out of play down the right field line. Darkness has set in, Lynn.
Yes. Ask Cam McAlpin. That ball got above the lights, and he threw up his hands at he lost it.
Nice changeup by Abe Howard. Abram Howard just pulled the string on that one, locked up Harrison Risk, who did not swing, and it goes in for a strike. The only thing good about riding that motorcycle at night tonight, no insects.
You're right.
No bugs. Still too cold. Here's a pitch, a line drive, got under the glove of Brookshire at third. They're going to wave the runner home, but now he's saying hold him up. The third base coach had to windmill the entire way, and that'll go as a base hit. It got under the glove of Brookshire. It was a hot smash. He was able to slow it down, and the third base coach telling his base runner, Drew Ludwig, saying, pick me up. I'm running down the line. I don't know if he'd have made it or not. But
with nobody out.
He was waving him home. He was willing to try it. 6-2 lead for the Panthers. They've got him juiced. Bases loaded, nobody out. Howard pitching from the stretch. Fastball below the knees for a ball.
Infield in. Trying to cut off any additional runs. Frankfort.
First time we've seen this. Yeah, first time we've seen him with this defensive alignment the whole game. We've seen him play double play depth and then on the corners. But as right. Lynn described, everybody at the edge of the grass on the infield. Swinging a foul tip at the plate. And I believe Gaines stayed in to catch. One ball and one strike. Bases loaded for Frankfort. They're up 6-2, batting here in the top of the seventh. Choking up on that bat, Harrison Risk. Like that curveball. He didn't get the call there, and Howard has to adjust his cap. Boy, that was a nice pitch.
It was.
Looked good from here.
Had him fooled, too. He took something off of it. A little slow curve. And
I believe he wasn't the only one fooled, if you know what I mean. That was a pretty good pitch.
Well, I agree with you.
Going even up higher on that bat handle now, choking up his Risk, and he fouls it off and count now at 2-2. Bases full, infield in, outfield they draw in as well.
Abe Howard, only a freshman, and coming in with the bases jammed here, trying to work out of a deli.
Cardinal on the corner playing off the line a little bit, and that's going to hit the batter. So Howard wanted to throw a breaking pitch, which has been a nice pitch for him. He hits the batter,
That scores Ludwig.
And coming in would be Ludwig. Yes, RBI credited to Harrison Risk. So he's driven in one, scored one, stole a base, and has two hits.
Base is still juiced. As Harry Carey used to say, bases loaded and so am I.
I get my book right here. That's Fox that took that hit by pitch, excuse me. I said Risk. Fox on, and now we've got Carter Roth at the plate. It's dark up here, too.
It is.
I'm having trouble seeing this fine print.
There we go.
This one gets by the catcher, and another run comes in. And light illuminates this press box. Carter Roth stays at the plate. Haven't seen a couple of runs come across the dish here in the seventh. Lachlan Hansel started this game. He pitched four, gave way to Maddox Campbell, who pitched two, and then now Abram Howard trying to finish it off. But Frankfurt not making it easy on him. This is a good baseball team. I've said that before multiple times, but 3-4 record, Dave.
Good at bats up and down the lineup.
Well, yes, they have.
And let there be light, Hayes McMapins. Says yes, there will be light.
Well, he's got the power. Here's a fly ball lifted down the right field line, foul. Over there is Fulks, and Cardinals still need an out. Runners at second and third.
And Frankfurt trying to break it open if it's not already broken.
Yeah, it's
8-2.
Yeah, the Cardinals haven't mounted much of a comeback threat in this game. They played from behind this entire game, and Abe Howard trying to throw a hard fastball, and he got it in there for a called strike three. Hat flew off his head as he threw it on.
He's having trouble keeping that cap on.
He's like me. I think he's a member of the Curly Hair Club.
There you go. And he is a bit lengthy. Got a good mullet there in the back.
Top of the order coming up for Frankfurt, Parker Hammonds. Hammonds bats here with one out and two on. Ground ball up the middle. Short hop played nicely by Howie. He gets a low throw over there. A run will score. But the Cards get the out.
6-3 put out. Howie has a good game there. Shortstop tonight. Howie over to Spicer, 6-3 for the put out, run scores.
Moving over to third base on that play. Noah Fox stands there, and Aiden Mundy, the catcher, in. He's had a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
2-for-3, scored twice, swing and a miss. He's had a pair of doubles.
9-2 the score now.
And they're batting a fastball up and in. That's ball one. Mundy in there, a right-handed batter. Frankfurt scored three in the third, two in the fifth, one in the sixth. They've pushed across three here in the seventh.
And only one out.
Yeah, and still with a runner at third. Fouled straight back and out of play. 1-2, Howard up on the count now.
Oh, it's two outs, isn't it?
Yeah, he struck out Carter Roth right. Looking and then got the ground ball
that's
to Hammonds.
Made outs, yeah.
So a 1-2 count with two outs and Howard pitching, swing and a miss, got him. So they get out of this mess as Abram Howard's able to strike out two in the seventh inning, but he gives up three runs and three hits in the inning as well. They leave one runner on, and the Cardinals move to their last at-bat, trailing 9-2. We'll be back. Seventh inning coming up in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
We only started this road trip 15 minutes ago, and we have about 6 hours left. But there's a McDonald's right off this exit, and that kind of feels like fate. Deal.
Get a McDouble, McChicken, four McNuggets, or small fries. Buy one, get one for $1 at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Drew Ludwig gone for his second inning of work as he's trying to finish it off for the Frankfort Panthers. The Cardinals down big here moving into the seventh inning. GRC trailing Frankfort Panthers 9-2 as they bat here in their last at bat. Looking for the Cardinals, they move to the top of lineup. It'll be Cam McAlpin, Abram Howard, and Zach Brushire to bat for GRC in a game which the Cardinals, they've been only able to manage four hits in this game and one run.
Big opportunity last time when Carver Mahan, Maynard, the Cards probably fastest player on the hits, a tailor-made double play, the shortstop, to put out the fire for the Panthers.
Panthers leading 9-2. They've got their nine runs on 11 hits. They've committed a couple of errors, but they lead here going into the seventh, and Drew Ludwig starts it off, sends that first pitch to the backstop for ball one. Maynard with one of the four Cardinal hits. Left-handed batter settles in. Ludwig kicks and deals, up and away for a ball. If you're Coach Donathy for Frankfurt, you looked at him and you told him going out to the mound, said throw strikes.
Absolutely.
We got a seven-run lead. Don't be out there putting him on base. And he comes back, bounces back with a get-me-over fastball. That makes it 2-1.
Go right after him.
Ludwig kicks and deals. Pretty good-looking pitch there, but they evidently low for a ball, and it's 3-1. McAlpin, left-handed batter, playing in on the grass at third.
One for three,
Tanny,
and walks.
And he walked, so a leadoff walk issued to Cam McAlpin, fast player for GRC.
Just what you didn't want if you're the Panthers. With a nine-run lead, as you mentioned, those strikes.
Abram Howard comes up for the fourth time in the game, but he's officially 0-for-1. He's been on all three times. He reached on an error, got hit by a pitch, and walked. So his on-base percentage has been sparkling, but he doesn't have a hit to show for it. He takes first pitch strike here. Cardinals trailing 9-2. They've got a leadoff runner on. And Ludwig working quickly, but he's up high for a ball. Long look in. Pause at the belt. Pitching.
Miss again.
Down and away for ball two. He's throwing a lot of pitches. Pitch last inning. GRC was able to get a run out of it. He sent six batters to the plate. And here's one that goes a wild pitch, got away. And McAlpin, he scoots into second base on the wild pitch. And that's going to run the count to 3-1. Look down at Frankfort. They had some bullpen action. They had a lefty getting warmed up. I know you got some runs to play with here, but Here's a foul, Howard. That one ran in on his hands, almost sounded like it hit the handle of the bat.
Statistically, Cards have seen their best two pitchers so far, so not a lot of help in the pen as far as ERAs go.
Just inside, and it's going to be another walk. So back-to-back walks to begin the inning. Not faring too well for Drew Ludwig, but the Cards, they got a long way to go, but you got to chip away at it.
That's it.
9-2, GRC leads.
How about an 8-1 rally?
Yeah. Two on and nobody out. Brookshire at the plate, right-handed batter, takes one up and in for a ball, and, you know, struggling as Ludwig.
He is.
Brookshire, he can kind of look for a pitch. You know, I've swing at the first offering up there. I'm usually all for being an aggressive hitter, and we got a trip to the mound occurring right now with Frankfurt as we speak. It's 9-2, Panthers leading the Cardinals. We'll take a 30-second break. Seventh inning play returns after this brief message.
If you are 45 or older, it's recommended you begin colorectal cancer screenings. A colonoscopy at Clark Regional Medical Center is a screening that helps find and identify cancers early when treatment is most effective. Prioritize your well-being with a proactive step towards good health. Your health matters. At Clark Regional Medical Center, you can help choose a healthy future. Choose well. Choose Clark. Visit clarkregional.org.
Coach Travis McConathy, in his sixth season as a head baseball coach, returns to the dugout. He leaves Ludwig out there with a 1-0 count pitching, and, wow, he's put another runner on.
I don't think that's what he said when he went to the mound.
No, they're going ahead and hit him, put him on. I could almost
assure you
that's not what he said.
Throw strikes. We got a 7-run lead.
Oh, you know that was the message when he took the hill, going out of the dugout.
Struggling a bit.
Bases loading and a pretty good pitch there, but able to lay off of his Caden Spicer. You get that high fastball, that's the one that goes a long way. But he didn't swing at it. Spicer scored both of the runs for GRC. And he looks at a fastball that is away. And right now, Ludwig, he's just got to throw nothing but fastballs. And hope Cards don't tattoo it or put it where somebody's not, because he's having trouble with control. He's around the plate, but he's upstairs, and Frankfurt asking where are the pitches, and they're saying, the umpire says they're upstairs. So 3-0 count.
Let him go?
Well, they don't green light him, and Ludwig able to put a strike across.
That far down, you got to take a pitch here.
Yeah, you just that one's not close. It sails to the backstop, and Ludwig almost like he's trying to guide that pitch in there. But you know, when he both times that he's gone 3-0, he's been able to get a fastball over to extend the count. But he's walked the batters, he's walked a run in, and the Cardinals continue to bat.
McAlpin trots in from third.
So Spicer,
the third run for the Cardinals.
He scored two runs and now has a RBI and a single.
Brief meeting on the mound with the Frankfurt players, trying to encourage Ludwig.
Yeah, there's no outs and the bases are still full. Ben Fulk's batting. He's right up in front of that batter's box. And the pitch is outside.
The Cardinals will be taking, I would think.
Oh, yeah. 9-3, Frankfurt leading. There's a strike at the belt on the outside corner. Fulks batting. Fulks is 1-for-2 in the ball game. Stolen a base as well.
I see a gap shot here.
He could clear the bases. Mm-hmm. They got huge leads. That secondary lead at second base.
Oh, yeah, nobody covering.
He's beyond shortstop. 2-1 count. There's a strike on the outside corner, and the Cards other than a few foul balls, a handful of them in the first four batters, they haven't been required to swing. Ludwig's even hit one and walked three. A run manufactured out of it. Here's a pitch.
Upstairs.
Yeah. And now the count runs full again. And Ludwig ready to work. I mean, he's not walking off the rubber, off the mound. He's ready to pitch. And right now, he's walked in another run. So Fulks with the walk and the RBI. Bases stay full.
Four walks in the inning, two comes to score.
And second trip to the mound, they're going to have to make a decision here as Coach Conathy is going to change the pitcher and he's going to bring in a fresher arm here. Crowdis, who was the DH, went in to play third and looks like he's going to take some warm-up pitches and take over for Ludwig and his struggles on the mound. So the seventh inning continues. This was a seven-run Frankfurt lead, but the Cardinals have tightened things up, albeit due to some free passes issued by the Frankfurt Panthers. Where there's a break in the action here in the seventh inning. GRC trailing 9-4, bases loaded, nobody out here in their last at-bat. We'll step aside for 1 minute. We'll return after these words.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Well, Drew Ludwig, he exchanges positions with Tegan Crowders, who they lost the DH when he went to play third, and he made an error over there. He can ill afford to make many miscues here as he takes over the hill, and they didn't leave him in good shape. But he responds with a fastball in there for a strike to the first batter he's faced, Taylor Howie.
Crowder says pitched in three games, three in the third inning, give up three hits, six runs, six earned runs, seven bases on balls, four strikeouts, and a 12.6 ERA.
Fly ball, shallow center, going out to second baseman, makes the catch, runners hold, and running the ball back into the infield is Ben Peach. So he didn't call infield fly. It was far enough out in the outfield cut. So one out. Ludwig, he's not pitching, but all the base runners on the bases are his responsibility. Here's a pitch, line drive, soft liner, doubled up, game over.
Yep. Crowdis comes in and does the job.
So Chase Wheeler hit a soft liner that was fielded by the second baseman, Peach. His momentum had him moving to second. The runner at second for the Cardinals, Caden Spicer, could not get back, ball game over on that double play. So a final 9-4 as Frankfurt able to prevail and win this one. Joel Bennett here, Lynn Midden with me. We'll take a 2 minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game summary, stats, and comments all coming up on a post game. We'll wrap it up in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
Big news for small business. Traditional Bank is now offering Zelle for Business, the fast, easy way to get paid. Money is sent directly to your bank accounts and is typically available in minutes. As easy as 1, 2, Zelle. Visit traditionalbank.com/Zelle Business. Traditional Bank, member FDIC. To send or receive money with a small business, both parties must be enrolled with Zelle directly through their financial institution's online banking or mobile app.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky's scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Cardinals falling this one in a final 9-4 in this ball game. GRC falling to Frankfurt. Frankfurt comes away with a win as Frankfurt able to score the 9 runs. They also able to pound out 14 hits. They did commit 2 errors. They left 7 runners on base, so just a real good offensive output, Lynn.
From top to bottom, they had good quality at bats against the Cardinal pitching today, and won pretty easily, going away with a 9-2 final. Yeah. Clark, winning pitcher is Smith. He improves to 1-1, and losing is Lachlan Hansel. It falls to 0-3. Clark under Eddie Brooks falls to 4-3. Frankfurt improves to 4-4 on the year.
Well, the Cardinals line score for GRC. 4 runs on 4 hits. They didn't commit an error. They left 8 base runners on. Again, for Frankfurt, 9 runs on 14 hits. They committed 2 errors. They left 7 on. Lynn just gave you the winning pitcher in the ball game, J.D. Smith, and on in relief. Crowder's pitches one inning, or one-third of an inning, and two-thirds of an inning to one batter and able to get out of a jam as Smith pitched a nice game, went 5 innings. As Lynn said, 4 hits and 1 run. It wasn't earned. So Cardinals are looking at some of the stars as far as hitting for GRC. 1-for-3 scoring a run is Cam McAlpin scoring a run. Abram Howard, some other players. Caden Spicer, he went 1-for-2. He scored 2 runs. He drove in 1. Also 1-for-3 is Ben Fulks in the ballgame. Fulks also had an RBI in this ball game, so those were the hits that GRC was able to manage, and those hits came out of the. There was also a hit. Carter Maynard, he goes in the ball game 1-for-3. He stole the base as well, so the hits were few and far between, and just struggled scoring runs. Lynn, I enjoyed it. We'll be back on the air, and we'll do another game tomorrow.
All right, 6 p.m. We got Dunbar coming in as the GRC Lady Cards host them at 6 p.m. April 8th is the next baseball game in Montgomery County. Thursday, April 18th, softball is from Danville, 6. Wednesday, April 24th is the baseball game for Lexington Catholic, 5:30. Monday, April 29th, baseball at Paris, here at Paris, here with Paris. Tuesday, April 30th, softball Paris at 5:30. Wednesday, May 8th, baseball at Bourbon County. Friday, May 10th, softball at Anderson County. And Thursday, May 16th, softball at Estill County. So write down the games if you want to hear them here on WWKY. And enjoy it, Joel. Good game.
And a good game. Again, the Cardinals fall 9-4 to Frankfurt. GRC's record goes to 4-3, and Frankfurt's Panthers, they draw even at 4-4. Until tomorrow night when we have that softball game, for on-site production, Hayes McMakin, producer at the station, Tim, Lynn beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of the evening. So long.
Been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Athletics on WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, the Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, there's only one place to follow George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, Winchester's own WWKY.